The River Alliance of Wisconsin says it's interviewed 75 water experts around the state, two-thirds of whom are DNR staffers. The report contends political pressure from polluters and underfunding of staff positions threaten the enforcement of environmental laws that pertain to rivers. The Alliance says too much burden is put on the volunteer citizen groups that are monitoring many waterways. The report makes more than 50 recommendations, including some that would affect the business community. For example, the River Alliance wants the DNR to add conditions to industrial pollution permits that would cut discharges and eventually eliminate them. The Alliance's Rich Bogovich contends that would be following state law.
Our statute set a goal of 1985 for the elimination of pollution discharges to our waterways. Now, whether or not that was a realistic goal, we still think it's a worthy goal, and that's one of the policy decisions that the DNR can make, is more systematically reduce pollution when it issues permits, reissues permits.
The business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, says it hasn't seen the River Alliance report. But WMC spokesperson Jeff Shepke says the business sector is doing its part to protect state rivers.
We have a very high compliance rate in the state, and the facts bear that out. And the bottom line is, despite some clumsiness, the Clean Water Act and state and federal water quality regulations generally work.
By clumsiness, Shepke says he means the permit approval process. Shepke hopes the River Alliance pays more attention to sewage discharges and non-point pollution. The River Alliance is calling for regional watershed authorities to attack problems on rivers that flow through multiple communities. Environmentalists hope to meet with the DNR before the next state budget is proposed. WMC says it hopes to be at that table as well. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.